We are back with another weekly buy, hold, sell podcast. Today I'm joined by, don't know if you remember him, his name's Flats.
OG. First podcast in about 6 months, but it's good to be back.
And it's also Dor. How are you, Dor?
I'm great, Mick. It's bloody good to be back. As I was saying to the followers in the previous podcast for the TLT, I should be back for nearly every podcast now with my new role at work. So excellent news for the viewers.
Promotion.
Yes, sir.
The community needs you, Dor. Flats, how's your fantasy piece going?
My fantasy piece is full of pods, as expected, but I'm ranked 5,000.
That's pretty good.
I reckon out of the top 5,000, you'd have the most unique team. Mm. You don't have May. I don't think he had Fogarty.
But he's definitely recommended it and got some great players that have been seriously eating over the last couple of weeks.
Cobbo. Mm. That's a sign of a veteran.
It is.
Who knows what pods to go for.
It is, Mick.
Righto, boys. We better get into the actual buys this week. Plethora.
Yeah.
I should say. We'll start with the cheapies. Our man, might I add, Dan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Trindle. I don't know if I want to go into what he actually did, but it's devious. So yeah. Atko gets the start.
And definitely could be out for, like, if he gets, found guilty with the cocaine, he's definitely definitely out for a long time. So you got to tell the facts, Mick. It's not like it's something like
we're all adults
accident.
We're all adults.
Yeah. So look, if he gets found with the drugs, let's just say that, then positive that he is in real strife. And Adko is definitely going to benefit from that. Looks like with him getting the starting role this week, he looks like that he's the man that the Sharks are going to move forward with at that position.
I'm liking that dual status halfback, winger, fullback.
Yep.
239K.
Yep. Yeah. He's only played one game this year. He scored 8 points in 10 minutes. So really a small sample piece, as you would.
Mm.
But definitely one to look at, I think.
I think it's, me personally, I'd wait a week. His break-even is 25.
Yep.
It's one way we can wait to see how he goes, see if Trindle, see how long he's going to be out for. I assume it's going to be a long stint on the side.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's at least going to be, even just because of bringing the game into distribute, I reckon it's... it's going to be in a bit of strife. So I think it's going to be at least a week, but I think we'll get more details from this whole incident. So I think it's, definitely better to wait 1 week, see what happens with Trindle, and then get him in next week if he goes well this week.
I'd have the same opinion. I think Flats would agree about the same cheapies, weeks, wait a week. Would you agree, Dor?
I think you can go weeks this week if you wanted to.
Dor likey.
Yeah, Dor, well... Well, a lot of people like him. He was in, but he nearly 40% of fantasy teams in the preseason, and he's still in 15.3%. So I think a lot of people just haven't taken him out. They've just been waiting for this moment. But look, Weeks has played 4 games in New South Wales Cup this year, and is averaging 38 points a game in the halves. So he's got a break even of 18 this week. If he was to get that average of 38, he's making 23K this week. And then 37K the week after. So you could definitely wait a week if you wanted to, but I think he's probably one of the best cheapy options this week.
The Raiders were
awful.
Nothing short of dross on the weekend against, would say, our Broncos, but...
They put up the white flag, didn't they not?
Yeah, they did. And that's the thing with Weeks as well. You've got that stability, I think, with... I've forgotten the guy's name, but there is a young fella in... New South Wales Cup as well for the Raiders, but they got Weeks here to play in first grade. So I think that with Fogarty out for 12 weeks, I think Weeks is going to get a fair crack.
Who's going to get all the kicking meters?
I think it's good. It could be a benefit for Strange. Could get a little uptick in points.
Yeah, I think it could be good for both of them, I think, both for Strange and Weeks. Because obviously someone's going to have to step up the role. Someone could be goal kicking as well. I've got no clue until Rapana gets back, because didn't Rapana kick goals? Anyway, we're getting a bit off topic. But
we often do, Dor.
Move on to the next one, eh, Mick?
I'd say the next one, definitely an option. Bit concerning, though, about Latrell coming back, and that is Jai Gray.
Oh, he was stunning in round
I'd say me and Flats aren't the biggest Latrell lovers.
I love Latrell.
I take that back.
Yep, yep.
No. I'm not the biggest Latrell lover.
Well, Flatty and I love
fantasy wise.
We only care about fantasy. I'd say with Latrell, I think he goes back to center, and Jai Gray keeps his fullback spot, but that's polarizing one.
There has been
that's a big take.
There has been reports that Latrell will or like they're going to give Gray a fair crack and move Latrell back to center. But it's just reports. Like, that can be right, that can be wrong. It's really hard without, you know, seeing Latrell in the actual lineup to say, yeah, he's not going to be playing fullback and Gray's going to get that, you know, wing fullback spot.
They've got to change something. That's all I'm going to say.
I know, yeah.
Something's got to change.
You know, Whiten in the halves or something. Mm. But, yeah, Gray at fullback, and then they could put Latrell at center until Campbell Graham gets back later in the year or something, because Latrell just needs some confidence. He's had one good game all year, and that was the Vegas game, in my opinion. So, look, they need change. It's a risky one. He's probably actually, if I'm looking at all the names that we've got here, I think he's probably going to be the one who's going to do the best scoring.
Yeah, I'd say he has aura.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know about, it's the Latrell factor that's the concern, because he could easily just come back in and then you've got a red dot.
Yep.
So.
Now,
Thomas. Break even of two as well for Gray. Yeah, 39 points on his debut. So
Thomas Michiali, I don't know how it's taken the Cowboys this long and Toddy Payton to give this guy a go, but he's finally on the bench.
Yeah.
And I think if he gets 30 minutes, PPM-wise, could be 30 points.
Is he base price?
261K. He is break even of 19.
Yep.
So if you look at his preseason. If you need a mid cheapie, he's definitely probably the best option, because Willison's probably a bit too late now to get on. Mm-hmm. But look, with McKaylee, he absolutely killed it in the preseason challenge. He got 61 points, I think, against the Broncos and 62 against the Raiders. And his numbers in Q Cup this year have been really good as well. Only played a couple of games. So, look, I think if he can keep that role, the only concern with McKaylee is, with Lukey coming back next week, you could see him potentially move out if they want to keep McIntyre. But I think if he has a real good performance this week, he'll definitely keep his spot, because the Cowboys desperately need go forward to help out with their back line. So obviously he's not going to help like the whole team defense, but I think going forward, if he can provide that real good go forward, quick play the ball for those, you know, Robsons, Drinkwaters, Val Holmes, the like of those, it's going to be huge.
Hot take, just going back to NRL in general, the Cowboys' defense is diabolical. Todd Payton might need to be put under more stress, I'd say, job security-wise.
Well, we were expecting mass changes, Mick, and we've got one, so I really don't know what to say about
their attack's fine. They've got, their attack should be fine. They've got elite attacking players, but there's no reason their defense should be that bad.
I've always seen after the first couple of weeks, it's always for me, I don't know what your thoughts are, Flats, but I'll get them in a second. But for me, it's just been like they've always been really good attacking-wise this season, but their defense the whole season has just been rubbish.
Hmm.
Thoughts, Flat?
To be honest, I haven't watched the Cowboys. I think I've watched one Cowboys game. So yeah. There you go.
And it was pretty bad, wasn't it?
That would have been against the Broncos. That's an aggressive take.
That would have been against the Broncos.
They're so shit, he doesn't even bother.
Yeah.
They're good to watch offensively, but I haven't
watched them. Yeah, no, that's fair. That is absolutely fair, Flats.
And that's why we're a great podcast, accountability.
Yeah, that's what we love about. We love about that. We should move on to Ethan Sanders.
I just looked him up, got up his nice little picture in NRL Fantasy, and he looks like Flats for that reason.
Who's this?
Ethan Sanders.
He looks like you.
He's a stud.
He's got a nice little mo going on there. Yeah, I've seen enough. Fantasy-wise... I think he could be a decent option next to D-bags.
Yeah. The only concern with Sanders is that he's only playing this week because Arcee is out with a concussion
from last week.
But he could keep the spot.
I feel like he could keep his spot. Arcee was pretty diabolical.
And then he's probably got like a month, I'd say, until Moses is back, because it's been a little while.
Raiders after Sanders?
Yes. Yeah, the Raiders are chasing Sanders as well, obviously, with now that Fogarty's gone. So... it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Just on Sanders, his New South Wales Cup numbers, he's averaging 40.71 points a game in the halves.
Well, there you go. I saw that stat as well.
So he's definitely, if he keeps his spot, he's definitely a buy. That's the same with Weeks. They've got good numbers in New South Wales Cup, which is a good representation to look in for first grade.
All in all, these cheapies this week, in my opinion, basically all of them are a wait and see.
Except for
especially
Weeks.
David Strong.
David Armstrong.
David Armstrong. We've got reports from Bazza Tui.
Our Knights journo.
Not sure if he's that reliable.
Well, he's been pretty... I've only had one thing that he said that isn't 100% correct.
Never trust a journo.
Which was last week with Ponga and the goal kicking. But that didn't really age well, did it? Because he didn't play very long.
There's a young fella as well. What's his name? Will Price.
Yeah, Will Price. He's in the mix as well. He's in the mix.
Basically, David Armstrong, he could eat this week. Never know. But there's no point getting him in this week just because of that reason.
And there's also Fletcher Sharp as well. I'm pretty sure is the name of the other gentleman who Barry said that if he was fit this week, he's out with a hamstring injury. If he was fit this week, he'd probably be starting at fullback.
Yeah.
So I think with Price and that, Armstrong would has to go out there and absolutely kill it. And then that could even just secure him even a wing spot or something like that as well. Because Jenkins really hasn't set the world on fire, either has Tuala. So
all in all, out of those cheapies, I'd say Weeks, job security-wise, obviously great. Gray could be the best scorer.
Yep.
But there's risk of Latrell and Mickey Ailey, probably the best PPM player there.
Yeah. And then Atco, Sanders and Armstrong, you're just waiting a week, I think. But it's just it's good for us to just touch on them.
Righto. We'll move on to... we're going through a lot of players this podcast, by the way. This might be a lengthy one. We just feel like there's just so many options this week.
Yeah, a lot of options.
Into the mid-ranges. Yeah. He gobbled a little double piece. Max Plath.
I like what I saw.
72 points for the Finns. Is he a good option? 17 break even.
I think he is with his dual position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's half coming, and mid.
What, was 569.
Past that. Yeah.
He did score double, as Mick said, but he does have the base stats.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He just needs to play the 50-odd, 50, 60 minutes.
That's what he should get, Flats.
And he'll make your coin. He'll not be a keeper in the future.
He looked like a stereotypical, you know, Queensland, like Ruben Cotter type with his work rate. But, you know, if he's getting those attacking stats, then...
Oh, it's an added bonus. Like Flats said, he gobbles the base stats, 33 tackles last week and 116 run meters. So that's... That's 40-odd points just in those sort of statistics. Yeah.
If you can get him into your halves, like, wow. That's rare, I'd say, in our years playing fantasy where you're getting a half who's you know, a lock.
You want to get him as well this week. This week's the week break-even of 17 this week.
Slight concern over his minutes consistently.
I think he should still get 50 minutes. He only got 45 minutes, I think, against the Titans because he obviously got sent to the sin bin for 10 minutes. For that crusher tackle it was the hip drop on Phil Sammy. So, look, I think he should get around 50 minutes every week.
Yep, I'll move on to another Finns player, Isia Katoa. I'd say if there was a most improved player award in the NRL, I don't know why there's not, might I add. He might be in contention. He's averaging 47 fantasy points. Finns are humming. Is he a good option?
I think so. If you need a half piece, but Flats being on, I've added piece to the vocabulary. But look,
he's 544K. Look, I feel like that's getting up there.
Yeah. Do you just look at the consistency though in his scores the last 3 weeks? 53 against the Tigers, 48 against the Broncos, and 52 against Parramatta. Like, that's great numbers, and they've got a good draw. They've got the Knights this week, who's depleted with no Ponga.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys, who can't play defense. You know, Manly, that could be a tough one, but that's at home at Suncorp. And then the Tigers at Suncorp again. So, look, I'm really liking what I'm seeing there. He's not a huge buy, but I am really liking what Gattoa is putting forward. Can make at least 30K over the next couple of weeks and then 20K in 3 weeks' time if he keeps up those 50-point performances.
Yep. Next guy we're going to talk about is Samiela Finu from the Tigers. He's been granted the edge position with Bateman going into lock. He's only 435K, dual status, 30 break even. Looks like a good player. Thoughts on him?
I think if he plays well, he'll keep his spot because I feel like Bateman will lock down the lock position.
Yeah.
Because he did play lock last year, I think.
Yep.
For the majority of the season, and he was very good. So
yeah.
So it just depends if he plays well. I think he will keep his spot, and he's definitely going to make coin.
Yeah, no, he's definitely going to make coin, both Bateman and Finu.
His points per minute's very impressive. Like, he hasn't played over 60 minutes this season, but, you know, 54 points in 59 minutes, 42 and 37, 44 points on the weekend against Penrith in 59 minutes. Like, if you're looking at him and you're scared he's not going to play 80, it doesn't really matter. Like, if he's playing 60, then
he'll
go well.
He's been great. I've had my eye on Samuel for a while now, but then he got that HIA, which, like, he wouldn't have played 17 minutes against the Dolphins in round 5. He would have played way more. But yeah, I think that Fanua Pole has lost sort of his impact there at the lock position. And I think Finu's adding more to the side on the edge when he's on. And Bateman was obviously great. So I think definitely one to look at this week. Definitely Samuel Finu.
Now, this guy's also a middle edge, similar price. I've been critical of him in the past. I think that's just because he was playing on a woeful Dogs team. Corey Waddell. Bought him in last week, got 45. He's a great option. 9 break even. Thoughts on him?
Do you want to go flats?
Oh, if the game, he got 45 in a game where there was not much defense played.
No,
really. Yeah,
no,
I not
feel
at
like
all.
He scores better if it was a gritty grind out game.
I agree.
I definitely think he's one to buy this week. He'll definitely make you coin with a break even of 9 anyway.
Yeah.
So there's not really a risk.
Yeah, when he plays 80 minutes at back row, I think he's like a career 43 average. Like, his break even's 9, so...
Yeah, 48, 52, 45 the last 3 weeks, and he's got good minutes in the back row.
Our only concern...
is Burbo.
Is Burbo will come back...
in a couple of weeks.
Knowing Manly, I feel like they'll put him straight back in.
Yeah. That's my feelings as well, that they'll put Burbo straight back in and Waddell will go back to the bench.
So,
why did he play the centres?
Because someone got injured the week that he was in the centres. Because I think someone was out. Ruben Garrick was out injured.
Yeah, Garrick had that head knock.
Yeah, so that's why he started at centre.
So, like, if I was going to get Waddell, it'd be this week. Next week, you're, like, pushing it.
Because, like,
you're not
going to
get enough value out of it.
I did the story on him last week before kickoff, and
loving those stories, by the way, Adore.
Yeah, I think that was the week you had to get him last week. This week is definitely the last week. You can't go any later on Waddell than this week, just because with Trbojevic coming back, I don't think he keeps. He might get a bigger role because he's playing well, but I don't think he keeps that 80-minute role.
Mm-hmm. Trey Fuller. We'll go back to another. Finns player. I'm just going to put it bluntly. I just don't think there's enough value at his price range with Hammer looking like probably 3 weeks away.
Longer than that.
4 weeks?
Five. I'm pretty sure Hammer was...
well.
Hammer, I'm pretty sure, was ruled out for 6 weeks, I think. So if he's 453K, he got 57 points last week. Looked absolutely electric.
He was good.
Break even of 13. I don't want to harp on it again. The Dolphins have got a good run. I think he's definitely one to look at that price.
It'd be a good option for those Ponga owners.
Yeah, if you're looking to
downgrade
for sure.
And then upgrades on mid-range.
Yeah, like to Hines or something in the half.
Wing of fullbacks are the ones to discuss this week. Like, everyone has Ponga.
Yeah, 13 break even for Fuller, 57 last week. He's definitely, Finn's playing well. Definitely one to look at for sure.
Mm-hmm. Next guy, little pod piece.
Jumping Jolliffe.
Taken aback, I'd say, by this gentleman. Jamin Jolliffe. He's been, put it simply, quite special.
He's been great since the with Tino going down with the ACL. Jolliffe has really stepped up, and Dez is really trusting him to play big minutes as well.
Yep.
If you look at his performances, like the last two weeks, he's played over 60 minutes. And then round 5, he also played like 58. And then it was in the 40s, round 3, where Tino did his ACL and against the Finns in round 4. So he's getting good minutes.
Yeah, he's 0.9% of teams. That's what we're looking
for. I feel like he's at his price is just too much to get him in now. 634.
If you want a pod, you're looking at decimals there.
Yeah. But it is. Flats is on the money, in my opinion.
He is too much.
He's got to get like 60s to be really to be, you know. I think there's just better keeper mid options.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, yeah, as you said, it's at that awkward price, 634. He's got to get 60s or he's not making money. If he gets 50s, yeah, he's only going to get like
another
a
thing
of
is
price
like
rises.
There's, I'll use an example like Smithies, May. They could potentially after this week be people you sell out, right? So if you're selling them, like surely you're going to get a mid who's either a gun or you're going to downgrade.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you're going down to
like
someone.
You should already
like
have those players, and they're the same price as Joel, so it's like it's a bit sideways.
You're going either McKaylee or Willison if you're looking at a mid, like going down, or then you're upgrading to, you know, a gun. Yep. I don't need to go through all the guns. There's plenty of them, but one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the mid-ranges, Mick. Let's get into the big fellas, the guns, eh? Into the...
Lucky.
The ones what everyone wants to talk about. Mate. Nico Hines, he's just been taking straight W's of late since the weekend. 89 points on the weekend, a great performance. And then now this news with Trindle, obviously probably internally not the best for Nico and the Sharks, but for Nico's fantasy-wise, it's absolutely great news because he's going to get all the kick meters. We see Atkinson, should I say, as more of a running half with...
Yep.
Hines doing all the organising and kicking, so it's absolutely great time to get
him in. Trindle might have had one too many vodka lemon lime bitters.
Potentially, brother.
Or maybe,
potentially.
Maybe he was at the pub. Put this out here, hot take. He was at the pub.
Celebrating his two-piece.
A few Hines owners were getting a bit greedy. They wanted more out of him, and they spiked him.
Potentially. Oh, I don't want to say something like that, but potentially.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I'm cupping.
57 break even, Mick. What else have you got to say?
Hines averages 75 without Trindle.
That's all that really needs to be said, doesn't
that's
it?
That's the stat right there. I'd say the question is, it's the big news at least this week that Cleary's back.
Mm.
Who do you, if you had to pick one, who are you getting this week if you don't have either?
Hines.
Yeah, for me it's easy. It's Hines. The lower break even for Hines. Mm-hmm. Also that he's not coming back from an injury.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's basically it. I don't need to say much more. Low break even, no injury, not first game back. I'm not saying not get Cleary. Like, if you can get both, go for it. But I just think Hines, he's got another good matchup as well against a depleted
both
Raiders.
Both have good matchups, like
yep.
Cowboys defense, as we talked about.
Well, that's who Hines got the 89 on.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like, I agree with that. In my opinion, I think both will play Origin this year. Unless Madge is delusional.
From what I'm hearing, the only person who I've heard that could potentially take the six from
Whiten?
Nico is, yeah, if Whiten
it's
comes
so
out of
stupid.
Out of rep retirement. Yeah. So I think it's, and Madge was pretty happy with how Nico performed yesterday, according to reports. So look, I think it's definitely, with Moses out, I think Moses was the other contender. They were the three, Hines, Moses, Cleary for me. That'd be two of the six and seven. So yeah. I think it will be Cleary and Hines.
I agree. Right, Flats, question proposed to you. What would your New South Wales spine be?
I think it's got to be Appy at the nine.
Mm.
Because Cookie is obviously not playing well. That's why he got dropped.
Yep.
And then fullback, that's a toughie.
It is tough. You got Tedesco, like experienced.
Edwards,
did have a good start to the season, but head knocking out a stinker on the weekend.
I know. We all say, oh, he's not playing well, but we all know Teddy gets picked, so it's most likely going to be Teddy.
Yeah. He is the captain as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the halves speak for themselves, really.
Yeah.
Cleary, Nico.
If they don't pick Cleary, Nico, I think we're going to be, again, favourites by a mile. That's always their weakness. One of the halves. One of them will play well, the other stinks. Whereas us every year, consistency in the halves.
I think it's also an issue with New South Wales is, like, it's a good issue to have, but they just always get it wrong with picking. They've got so many people to pick from and so many guns, but they just always pick the wrong ones.
They can't find a balance between loyalty and just picking players in form and players who they actually think is going to get the job done.
I did forget about Wade Egan. I reckon he might.
He's a smoky. I like that, Flats. He's
very
been,
smoky.
He was at one of our buy options last week. Should move on to...
we'll move on. That was
intermission. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to talk about footy for a bit.
Yeah.
Past fantasy. We love fantasy, obviously.
So, Payne Haas, boys. He's going to inflict pain into the Tigers' arse this week. Look, break even of 66, 897K. Are we thinking he's a buy, or are we thinking give him like the Cleary thing like we just touched on with Nathan? Like he's a buy, he's a gun, but first week back from injury, let him have a week and see how he goes.
Yeah, I feel like his minutes might be restricted.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
But he obviously is, at the end of the season, you've got to have him in your team.
Yeah, so. 100%. He's definitely the best mid. Him or Isaiah Yeo, in my opinion, for fantasy. Carrigan has been great in his absence, but he's probably going to lose a few minutes, which is good for him because he's worked his absolute backside off.
He's been special. I really regret not getting him.
And the last one, I think, Mick, is another one of my Bronco brothers.
This is, in my opinion, the biggest buy this week.
Is Riz Lightning, Reece Walsh. Look, stunning performance last week. Might lose the goal kicking this week with Reynolds back. But there is a chance with Reynolds having leg injuries that there is a chance that Walsh kicks it because he's been kicking at a good clip as well. 614K, boys. A break even of 41, got 73 last week. We're getting him in?
I think so. I don't see him going any lower than this price.
No.
Ponga to Reece Walsh, simple as that, really.
Well, you think about it, though, Flats. Like the only reason he's at this price is because he got a 2 in 4 minutes against Penrith.
Exactly.
When he got disgusted.
Well, he's averaging 56 outside of that head knock.
Yeah.
Also, we were at Caxton on the weekend, and I had a girl call Flats Reece Walsh lookalike.
Yeah, no.
Very special, Flats. You're taking a lot of dubs, just like Nico.
It was a W.
Bar.
It was a W.
You can't decide if you look like Ethan Sanders or Reece Walsh.
No, Ruben you'd rather Cotter. Take Reece. Oh, Ruben Cotter. Yeah, I've got that one before on the podcast in the YouTube comments.
I've heard I look like Tommy Chester.
Special. That's another player we didn't really touch on. He could be a good option in the mid-range.
We didn't touch on him.
He's got all right.
Thanks for reminding myself. What's he, 400K? I don't mind him.
Yeah, Chester's, I'm pretty sure he's just ticked over 400K. Yeah, 405K, got wing, fullback, and center coverage. Look, a lot of Cowboys didn't have heart last weekend, or didn't show it anyway. Mm-hmm. But he tried his absolute guts out and got, 35 points.
Good base. Good base.
Yeah, 35 points in a game where they got flogged. So,
right, we'll
let's get to the big point, Mick.
Well, this might be a segment that comes along a bit more consistently.
Oh, most
this
certainly.
This is Flats's pot of the week.
First pot of the week of the year. And boy, it's a good one.
What's special?
Well, the pot of the week for round 8 is Scotty Sorensen. Yes. He's only played 3 games.
You heard it here first.
Look, with Luke Garner on the way out, who's the bench second rower, he's going to get 80. Mm-hmm. And last year when he played second row, played 80 minutes, he averaged 52. So what is he priced at?
614. Flats break even at 54.
And he's a dual position. If you need a mid, you got him. If you need an edge, even better.
Yep.
So and I reckon it's a great pod option, and I'll be getting him. So.
The best thing about it as well, Flats, is guess who they're versing? The Cowboys. Mm. And what can the Cowboys do?
Weak.
They
got
can't
a
play
dog
defense
from the
so
Cowboys.
He's going to consume,
look,
brother.
It pays
I like
to
it.
Listen.
1.3%.
Oh, what's Sorensen's line this week?
60.
60. Jesus, what? Under or over 60?
He loves a try. He's got wheels. He does.
He does.
He's a
like
good player. With Garner going as well, that just reinforces.
Well, Garner's definitely on the outer. He was linked to the Broncos. They shipped him to try
he's,
and get him.
He's glad the Broncos denied.
Yeah, not that Kujewski's much better. I'd probably rather Garner over Kujewski. But anyway, let's just quickly go through the holds, Mick, because we've obviously,
look,
with it being buys, we really want to give as much detail and information as possible. Mm-hmm. But I think with these holds, it's pretty self-explanatory for the viewer and the listener to understand the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, these are just guys that, in our opinion, underperformed last week, but it was a one-off.
Mm.
They might be, especially a few of them, they might be sells in the coming weeks. But for this week, we'd say it's just a luxury trade. That's Morgan Smithies, luxury trade.
33 minutes last week for Smithies. We can quickly touch on a few, Mick. But like with Smithies, 33 points last week. He only played, I think, 43 minutes, I think it was, which is a season low. 47 minutes, sorry, which was a season low. Like I said before at the start of the podcast, the Raiders were resting
Mate, they were players. Hot trash, and Smithies have been working the previous weeks.
Yeah, he's played 80 every week apart from two, which was a 56 and a 66. Oh, and a 68. So there's been a cut. He's played big minutes most of the time. So I think he bounces back, and there's still a bit of money to make. He's only got a break even to 39. So definitely minutes is the issue with Smithies last week, but I think he gets more minutes this week, and that is the same with the next gentleman in Terrell May.
Yeah, I think Terrell May forgot her daylight savings were gone. That's why he missed the bus.
I think it's Trent Robinson. I really don't understand what planet he's on sometimes with his minutes.
Vent at him, Duel.
Look, it's disastrous what the minutes that he gets. He's one of the best Roosters forwards. I understand you've got those... You know, those guys who have been there, done that before with with Rhea Hargreaves. And I've got no doubts about Lindsay Collins. But, like, Nafu White, yeah, he's good. But he doesn't add the same thing to the Roosters' attack that May does. He gives you quick play the balls, good carry, and his offload. His offload has been unbelievable.
You just
and
have
he
to
wins
look at
most
the,
games when he plays big minutes.
You just have to look at the week before when they won in the clutch. Who was it, like, last play who picked up the ball off the ground to seal the deal? It was May. He was there when...
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah.
Look, Robinson only given him what? What did he get, 30
he
minutes?
He got 30
it's,
minutes
it's
last
egregious.
Week.
It's egregious. It's asinine, 10 and 11.
Yeah, it's diabolical. Look, if he gets 50 minutes, which I hope he gets better minutes this week, I think he's bound for 50-plus. Yep. He goes at a point a minute. So.
Right. Next is Ruben Cotter. I'd hold. Pap, been a bit disappointing this year.
He's definitely a hold, though, because you have that outlier game where he scores three tries. Happens probably every five rounds.
A good draw coming up as well.
I thought you said good route there.
No, good draw. Good draw. Rabbitohs this week, Titans next week, Eels in a month's time. Look, that's juicy
for me. You need winger fullbacks as well. Just generally.
And he's coming back from, you know, a horrible couple of years of injuries. We just wanted to see him getting better. And week to week, he's looking a lot better, getting a bit more involved, looking a bit more freely.
CNK is the next one. I'd say the Wars against the Dragons were just busted from the previous week's...
The overtime.
Overtime, 90-minute game. And exactly the same for CNK, I'd hold.
Yeah, 33 last week. I think break even to 37 this week. Great matchup against the Titans at home for Anzac Day. Going to be huge. I think CNK responds in a big way.
Flats, what would you do if you're a Teddy owner?
Hold. He's a keeper. He lost a lot of price because of that injury.
Yeah, the head knock, from kick out, I think
it was.
So he obviously lost a lot of money last week. Only got 29 points as well. He's got definitely don't buy him this week. Break in of 81. So definitely not buy, but I agree with you. He's a definite hold. They've got to come good, man.
He's still averaging 50.
He's had a great head knock. He's had a great year apart from last week and the head knock.
I wish there was a stat for Teddy's average on Anzac Day games, but I feel like he always destroys us.
Matt Dufty.
Matt
Dufty.
I'm pretty sure you were versus me.
I brought Matt Dufty in that round, and he scores on Anzac.
Against
special.
Me. It was like a 40-point play.
Absolutely unbelievable.
And last person in the holds is not really sure about this one.
Coruscant.
Dor would have a bit to say about Coruscant.
Vent.
Yeah. No, I don't have to vent. I just think he's playing injured, I think. He got that injury against the Dolphins in the warm-up and just hasn't really been the same since. I don't think he's an urgent sell. For me, that's why I've put him in there. I've got him as a hold. He's getting like mid-30s to mid-40s scores the last month. Hopefully, he can bounce back this weekend. Just the missed tackles, which is really hurting him last week. He had 6, which lost him 12 points.
He's been...
It's borderline nearly sell. I think he's more closer than a
he
sell.
He definitely plays Origin.
He's
been pretty bad, eh?
Yeah.
63 break even. I agree, like, he's a luxury trade.
Yeah.
But if he's, like, the only person you can realistically get, you know, Hines in.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're happily. Yeah, the option I was saying was bloody Marshall King was the best option, in my opinion, if you want another hooker to get in, because he has that round 13 first buy coverage and killed it last week.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to the sells. There's, I'd say, two obvious ones. That's Ponga.
Yeah, and Fogarty both out for
Ponga,
12 weeks.
Control Alt Delete from your team.
Same with Fogarty.
Control Alt Delete.
Bicep and foot injuries for both of them.
Sort of thing from physio, like if you tear your bicep, you lose like 50% of your power.
Yeah,
something
okay.
Like that, like you never get it back. Shit, it's like one right. of the worst injuries you can get.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll continue moving on. Yeah, yeah. That's a good little insight, that, Mick, though.
For the
viewers and listeners, yeah.
It's probably not even fucking true.
Joey Lussick. I think we can pretty much go through these. Joey Lussick's obviously, look, he had his chance last week to go big to make that last bit of money, but obviously
get rid of him.
Did the opposite.
I'm sick of it.
Only got 30-odd. Look, Hands is now on the bench as well, so it's definitely time to go.
The funny thing is about it, quite ironic, is that his best scores this year are when Hands have been on the bench.
Yeah.
And that was the first few games. So.
Yeah, his break-even's now up, I think, into the mid to high 50s, I think, now. So I think it's...
mate, he just...
Oh, no, it's only 30. It's 38. So you could wait a week with Lussick if you really wanted to.
I've outlawed Eels players from
yeah,
my,
well,
from
the next
team.
Player, Tulagi, he plays Tulagi. Obviously, just been shafted, basically. He got put in 5'8".
Yep.
Didn't do well. He was looking good in the centres, had one really good game, and then got moved to 5'8", and just hasn't been the same, and then played on the bench last week, barely played, and now dropped this week. So he's definitely looking like a sell to one of those cheaper buy options that we touched on at the start of this pod.
Yep. Funnigan.
He's peaked.
He's peaked in price. He got it done for us. Good little... price rises, but
yeah, I couldn't tell you the actual price rise.
But he's on the way down now, so yeah, he's to get rid of.
He's only made us only after losing 16k last week. He's only made 89k for the season, so
yep,
hasn't
and
really been a huge success.
Last one is Cheese.
Yeah, look, Cheese has been good. I think he sort of suffered last week as well from the minutes because. Him and May both played low minutes. I can't. Docker Clay was on the bench. I think he played a few more minutes than he usually would. So Cheese actually hasn't been that bad this year. But look, if he's going to play those sort of minutes,
yeah,
definitely look to move him on.
Yeah,
that's really it.
That's the end of all the buy hold sells
for round eight.
I was just going to discuss one little thing. I was watching 360 and Spuddy Carroll. He's a rare unit. He gave his origin team, and he had Nathan Brown on the bench. I was just going to ask you, Flats, for your Queensland team, who would be a little smoky player like that?
Who would be? You know who? Xavier Wilson.
Yeah.
He is playing. Actually.
Oh, yep.
Look, if this... What's his name? If this guy got his minutes too, Brendan Teague.
Oh, Brendan Takora.
Brendan Takora got
Ben
a
Takora,
few games
yeah.
this year. I would not be surprised if he was on the bench for Queensland. But Willison, I can see him.
I can see him in a couple of years.
He's actually
that's one
stud.
Of the that's one of the biggest takes I reckon of this year.
Look, it's not going to happen. But like,
my question is as well is even like, if he qualifies.
Yeah, honestly, when I
he's not even eligible.
Because I think he was born in New Zealand, so.
Well,
that's a huge smoky.
We know, I think Takora, if you well, he's
definitely. Yeah,
he's
Takora
gonna,
is definitely.
He's not going to get picked, but in the near future, he'll be a shoo-in for Origin.
I'll give mine for both teams. I think Jaden Sewer on the bench for Dragons. I'm really liking what I'm seeing with him. He's running hard, good lines. And Zach Lomax, I know it's going to be hard to fit him into the side, but like the Blues back line, he's an aerial threat. He can play centre, fullback, and wing.
I've got
I like it. We pan back to
one
Flats.
More, and then I'll finish this off.
There's one more
Smokey.
And I reckon I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Number 14 jersey, Billy Walters.
That is just awful.
He is playing some of the greatest footy.
He was good last
week. You once
said
he was a top 5 hooker.
Last year.
I think he's maybe top 12.
He is a great hooker. 40-20 in the grand final, from memory.
All right, we're rambling on here. Let me I think Smokies. Look, I was gonna say Sewer.
Sorry,
as well.
I just can't get over that Billy Walters.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Over Ben Hunt.
No.
Oh, wait.
Ben Hunt will start.
What think about Grant? Harry Grant?
He's been playing like a turd. Oh,
that is no. A good take.
That's very, yeah, very outlandish, Fats. I was going to say Sua, but I'll go someone else because I don't want to be the same. Mm-hmm. I think Bo Firma for yep. me is a bit of a smoky. Quick, works his ass off, good in defense. I can't go someone else for New South Wales. I think for a real smoky, I think you've got to go. I think it's Lomax, but I a bold take would be that the smoky is that they drop Teddy and Deadwood starts at fullback.
Yeah, I like that. I think
you keep that Panthers combination.
Yeah, I think Teddy.
I think Teddy's going to get it, but I'm just saying.
That's what I was going to say. I think they'd be better with Deadwoods, but I think Teddy will.
Lomax is my safe go, but if I want to go like more out of the square, I think it's definitely.
Bo Firm is going to be like an Ethan Lowe if he plays Origin, I reckon.
Who will be the second rollers for Queensland?
Well, look, I was going to say Buddy. I was going to say Fafita and Nanai, but Nanai's been pretty average this year. You could argue that Sua.
He's having sophomore and third year.
You could, if he's eligible.
What about Corey Oates?
Sua,
I honestly hope you're eligible.
I think Sua could start, and they could even play Nanai off the bench because Nanai can give you that impact sort of thing off the bench with his aerial threat. But look,
in essence, if any of the listeners tuned off after a few of our takes there, I don't blame them. But
no.
Just implement something different.
Yeah. Implement something different, and I think the main thing was we've gone through basically a very much in depth of buy, hold, and sells for round eight.
Oh, mate.
So if the listeners and viewers should have
made a decision yet.
100%. So I guess we end on that. Or have you got something to say, Flats, before we end?
I was going to say, I thought Bo Firma was injured.
No, he's back. He's been back. He was injured last year, but he's been back.
We'll end on that. Colors. I hope Billy Walters is listening.
Yeah. See you next week.
And I'll see you next week.
Yeah. Yoo-hoo!